Talk Radio.
Monday, mad or glad around the world, dedicated to the honor and the memory of Joseph Arion. 8 o'clock, New York time, Monday. Welcome. A lot of things going on. Let's see. 9 weeks until the big election here in America. I think the whole world will be watching it, even though it's here in America. The whole world is usually affected by the presidential election. Mad. Yeah, I got a mad. All right. I'm very, very angry and mad that the Biden people have been bombarding me with request for money. Now, they should know, and you know, they probably don't know, and ignorance is no excuse. They should know that disabled people, by and large, don't have any money to give away. You know, if I did have money to give away, I certainly wouldn't give it to a wealthy politician. You know, I would give it to a disabled person who needs help. We have several right now. So, Mr. Biden, if you'd like to help, we can use the funding. Maureen, who called this show, trying to get her mom out of the nursing home. She needs an apartment for the two of them. Suzanne is in need of a stem cell with Dr. Calipé. That's a $15,000 project. And so on and so forth. I don't have the medical for my guide dog. I don't even know where my next guide dog, God forbid, is coming from. Even though the money is there and the resources are there. You know? And people like Biden, and also Trump has asked me for money too. You know, I don't pull punches. I'm a fair guy. So, I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. Today, not only did I get an email from Harris, who I don't even know. I never even heard of her before this whole thing came about that she was the running mate. Not only did I get an email from her, I got one from her husband. And I got one from Joe Biden's son. I guess his name is Hunter. I don't know. But a very weird, strange email, you know, saying that he was going to call me on the phone and thank me. But first I had to make a donation online before midnight. Well, Mr. Biden, Hunter, I don't go online. I don't have a computer. I'm not a computer person. In fact, tonight we may not even be able to take any phone calls because our engineer is indisposed. So, you know, you should know what you're doing. You should know who you're talking to. You should understand, if you want to be president of the United States, in my mind, you should understand what's going on around you, how millions of people are suffering because of the way this system is. It's horrible. It's a horrible system. I was talking with Maureen earlier, talking about trying to get her mom out of the horrible nursing home where, by the way, she almost died, caught the virus. The miracle she's alive because of another one of your fellow Democrats, Andrew Cuomo, who insisted upon bringing ill people into these nursing homes. So, yeah, and talking to Maureen, and it turns out that she has to check in to what's going on with the Medicaid, because it changes September 1st. You know, there's all kinds of... See, our lives are controlled by all these things. That's the point here, you know. And until that changes, we will never have our freedom, you know. Medicaid, you shouldn't even need Medicaid. The agencies should raise medical money, and the government should only put in half of what the agency raises. That's how it should work. That should be the medical. Put it into a debit card like you do with the food stamps. There's your medical money. Let's say $20,000 for the year, argument, ballpark. You know, but you have to figure it out according to the need of each person. You know? But the way it is now, these things can change at the drop of a hat. Controls your life when you're disabled. Matter of fact, we're doing a show on Wednesday. When a person becomes disabled, their whole life is turned upside down. Why? Not because they can't do things, not because so much because they're disabled. It's because them is not there for us. That's what makes the difference. If the system were there for us, it wouldn't be half as bad. Sure, you still got to adjust to it and all that, but you'd have an easier time if everything was there for you. So, you want to help Mr. Biden? If you're hearing this show, anyone affiliated with you is hearing, call a news conference. Let Intersight be part of it. Explain to people that you want to lower taxes. Get the agencies involved in helping us to start raising the money. Put in a debit card system. Put the money in the name of the disabled person. Now, they can't go out and just spend it on anything. It's got to be spent on the purpose for which it's raised. Get the government to start saving money and lower the taxes. If an agency raises, let's say, $5,000 for a disabled person for their vocational goings on, you know, the government puts up $5,000. That's $10,000. They could get the equipment they need. They could have some expense money. And the government wouldn't have to have all these vast, crazy programs. If a person needs help, they can hire it themselves. They waste all the money on these programs, these buildings, these offices, and all these ridiculous, stupid places that don't do a damn thing for you. All they do is rehabilitate you. You don't need them to rehabilitate you. You could hire your own coach. Have it done in your own home with a lot of stuff. So I say to the Biden campaign, don't send me any more emails and ask me for money. I don't know you. You don't know me. I'm going to vote for the person who's going to do something about this system and who's going to commit to it and who's going to make it public. If nobody does it, then I might not even vote. Because that's where I've gotten in my life. You know? Intersight does more for the disabled than the President of the United States. Because we believe in the disabled person. We know many of them. And we know what people need because we're disabled and we live it. All a person wants is to live their life and not be controlled and pushed around every year or a couple of years to change these stupid programs and this and that and the other thing. No. The agencies need us as much as we need them. And that should reflect in the fundraising. And disabled people can participate in that if they want to. It would be to our advantage. So that's what I say to the Biden people that have sent me emails asking me for money. And all the other disabled millions probably got the same email. You know? So, Mad or Glad Monday. Don't know if we can get any phone calls tonight. We apologize for that. And brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. You can adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004, the phone number. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check out the Akita. And don't forget all the beautiful children of the world. Go an extra mile for a child. Take care of them. Watch over them. Cherish them. All right. And we remember Corey, of course, and Avante, little Tommy, Ollie, and all the others that have been little Tommy wasn't a direct part of Inner Sight. I wish he was. But he certainly was one of our bravest little soldiers in the world. All right. Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, right here in Islip, New York. You know, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Good friend to Inner Sight. Kennedy Realty, around the world. Some of our friends that have helped in the past are Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, the Touro Law Center.com. So these are some people that have helped us. Yeah, we remember our friends. Hey, don't forget the Long Island Connection. Check them out on the Facebook, Long Island Connection. And around the world, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, reminding you that here on Long Island, nobody starves on Long Island. You can get dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. 631-484-3085. My buddy Gary is the head of that profit. And he does operate on donations. 631-484-3085. So if you need help feeding your animal, dog, cat, or the little ones, give Gary a call. Inner Sight around the world, Mad or Glad Monday, and we are short an engineer tonight, so we'll have to wing it. And be without the phone calls, which we usually get two or three. I don't think this is a big phone call show. I think it's more of a listening show. People can listen anytime they want, day or night. So, yes, The big thing, the stimulus money. Where is the stimulus? Now, that's definitely a mad. Well, Inner Sight has come up with an idea. You know, we're creative. We're always trying to be different. And I think one of the politicians should put this idea into practice, preferably Mr. Trump, the President of the United States. He'd be the best one to do it. And the way it works, you get in touch with a big nonprofit agency, preferably one of those big hospitals. You know, they have several of them in the country. And you set up a fundraiser. Could be a telethon, could be any way they want to do it, you know, online. Bring in the movie stars and all your billionaire friends and let them donate to a fund within the nonprofit. Now, that gives them a tax write-off. They call a 501c3. They'd get a tax write-off. And raise the stimulus. Raise the money. Because people need help. All right? The children are going back to school. A lot of the parents can't afford things. Many have lost their jobs. Many can't find a job. You know, a lot of people working at home. Well, that's good. But the stimulus is greatly needed. And I think the president should step up and make a move like that. And hopefully the Democrats, you know, will then be jolted to their senses. Well, Mr. Trump could give too. Not only the Democrats. There's two sides here, you know. And hopefully, if he were to make a move to raise the money to get this stimulus to people, that might just be enough to solve the problem. Because I'll tell you something. If the Republicans get together and raise the money, you know, some of his friends, Democrats are not going to look too damn good. I think Mr. Biden will have to leave town. Well, he's already out of town, I guess. I don't know. But that's the Inner Sight idea. You see, you got to be creative. When one way doesn't work, you got to bring in another way. And that's exactly the way we try to operate, you know, in helping people and in being creative and in understanding that this system is very oppressive to people. People trying to get ahead. Many, many disabled people would like to be taxpayers and work, you know, and the enforcement is not there in the job market. You know, we shouldn't have to go to court because we need something in the job market to help us apply for the job. That doesn't mean the person is going to get the job. But if you remove the barriers that exist in the way of that person getting a job, the better chance that he or she will get the job. And that's exactly what should be happening. And again, the agencies and the government should chip in and make it happen. Because it should have been there when the establishment was created, whatever it may be. And it wasn't. So they owe us. And I'd like to see Mr. Trump get his friends together and put together a stimulus fundraiser. You know, you raise as much as you can, and the people contributing can definitely get a write-off if you deal with the nonprofit. All right, man, a glad Monday. Inner sight around the world. Let's see, tomorrow's open mic. Wednesday, we're going to talk about how your life gets turned upside down when you're disabled. And we're trying to get a show for Thursday on how to establish a trust and hide your money when you're disabled. That's horrible, isn't it? That you got to hide your money, what little you have. That whole idea doesn't sit well with me. You know, that you have to manipulate the system. You know, manipulate the system and try to live your life. Absolutely crazy. Inner sight. That'll be Wednesday's Thursday's show. If we can get the people on from this nonprofit who tell you how to do that. Friday's the funnies. Yeah, we got the funnies coming up every week. All right. Next week, planning to be on vacation. Next week and the week after, 2 weeks. Take a break. So this will be our final week, and then we won't be back till the middle of September. All right. Inner sight around the world, mad or glad. And by the way, if you have a mad or a glad, call the Inner Sight line and leave a message, and we will publish it tomorrow on the open mic when we hopefully have an engineer. The number is 631-224-3090. So if you can get, if you want to make a comment, you're mad about something, glad about something, call the Inner Sight number. Again, that number is 631-224-3090. And also, I heard another item on the news, how Mr. Biden blaming Trump, President Trump, for the violence in this country. I mean, that is so stupid and ridiculous, you know. While people have no help, while the stimulus money is hanging in the balance, All the Democratic nominee for president can do is blame the Republican. I mean, why don't you do something to help? And what is Mr. Biden doing to stop the violence? You know, we had a black president. We had Mr. Obama. What did he do? You know, since we had Obama, it got worse. He didn't do anything about all this hatred. So, rather than just criticize, you know, why aren't you working together with or do something on your own? You want to be president? Show us what you're going to do. You know? See, that's the problem with the system. I believe strongly that if a person wants to be the head man or woman in this country, and they're running for president, they ought to demonstrate before they get in there. And you know, you can't go wrong with this, because if you help people It's great. It's good. It's going to stand in your favor no matter what you do. You know, they should demonstrate by their actions what they're going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. You know, even if you do it on a small scale. But that doesn't happen. That's not happening. I don't see Mr. Biden helping anybody. Well, maybe it's a little early. Maybe he's waiting until 2 weeks before the... But, you know, do it. Do it now. I think one woman said that on the news. Do it now. We need help now. Not election eve. You know, that's a little misleading, isn't it? So, yeah. There you have it. I mean, thousands, millions of people need help. Millions have lost their job. I heard JCPenney is on the verge of closing up. That's a big store. You know? A lot of people are going to lose their jobs if that happens. So, the candidates and the incumbent should be doing something about that. Instead of just fighting with each other and disagreeing, and the Speaker of the House, I call her Parochi, but you know, Nancy Pelosi is not being very cooperative either. You know, it's called compromise, people. You know, everything is a compromise in life, you know. And especially when you have all these people involved that need help, should you compromise, as long as you don't hurt anybody, you know. So there you have another part of the puzzle which complicates everything. All right, Inner Sight, we apologize. We're without an engineer, so we can't get any phone calls. No point in giving the number out, but, well, if you want to call in and listen on the phone, 213-816-1650 is the number here. But we don't have any way of... acknowledging your phone call and getting you on the air. We apologize for that. All right. I heard also, and this is a mad, that in many, many parts of the country, the virus is resurfacing. You know, well, what has the medical profession done to improve the immune systems of people? You know, you don't hear anything about that on the news. You know, you don't hear take this formula, organic. You know, you want organic, you want certified organic. Take this daily, and if you can't afford it, the government will pay for it. Take this and strengthen your immune system so that if you do get a virus, it won't be that bad. You know, nothing like that that I know of on the market. I haven't heard anything. Of course, if you listen to the holistic people, they have all kinds of ideas. But the nation as a whole doesn't have anything like that. The medical profession is not promoting anything like that I know of. They have little tips here and there, You know, but that's common sense. I mean, that's not a specific formula to strengthen the immune system. And that's really what's needed. And to strengthen the lungs. You know? So there you have another horror story. You know, why would they have something like that? And then you take it and you don't have to go to the doctor. The doctor doesn't make money. You see how that works? I mean, it's so contradictory. It's so ridiculous. You know, see, the doctors in this country should be preventative. That's what most of this should be. It should be a preventative system. You come here and you're half dead and you're sick and now that's not the right way to do it. I mean, look, everybody's going to get old. Everybody's going to die in this world, you know. But the medical profession and a lot of other people are promoting that. They want people to be ill. Look at the money they've made on it. And I was talking to a woman earlier, and she told me that her mom is a nurse and her dad is a vice president of some hospital. And she's telling me that people come in there and, you know, they're ill and they have to, it's 7 days that they have to get well, you know. And she's trying to tell me that the natural stuff wouldn't work because it works too slow. Well, have you ever tried it? You know, have you consulted people to boost it? You know, how many people have died on the chemical stuff? They didn't die on the organic, natural stuff. They died on the stuff you gave them in the hospital. You know, they're trying to tell me it wouldn't work, but yet they've never tried it. And they've never brought people in to consult and to create an intravenous type. And I told her, I said, Gary Knoll saved his brother from lung cancer. You know? And there's a breathing situation right there. And he saved them. He didn't go to a hospital. So you see, world, there's a lot of contradictions, a lot of obstacles, and a lot of people who think they know something. You know what? They don't know a damn thing. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the head doctor, what was his name, Roberts, I think, said, oh, the virus is not going to come back. Now they're saying that it's popping up in different places. You know, it's all guesswork, all due to the fact that the medical profession has not done their job. And they won't let others come in and help them. You know, it should be a mutual agreement. It should be, you know, one helps the other. Get together. You know, and it's not happening. All right, in a sight, if you want to comment, no phones tonight, we apologize. You dial 631-224-3090. Leave a comment, and when we get our engineer back, we'll try to publish that. So we apologize. It's Mad or Glad Monday, and I guess I'm stuck with the Mads and the Glads. Well, I'm certainly glad that my guide dog, is doing better. Had a couple of problems. Brought her to the vet. They gave me stuff. It made her very sick. Vomited up and everything. And told me she had arthritis in her knees. And I got this great stuff for her. It's organic. Glucosamine chondroitin. And I had to change her diet. She was having trouble the dry food. So I took that away from her and gave her, I got the salmon and the beef with the bacon in it. And she seems to be doing better. The arthritis is much better, which helps her feel better. But you see, that's what I'm talking about. When I went to the vet, I said to them, I said, look, can't you look online and get me something natural, organic? And they wouldn't do it. You know? They wouldn't do it. And that just turned me off all the way down the line. You know, that they gave me this stuff that made her ill, made her worse. And they wouldn't, all they had to do was click on the, I mean, they got computers all over the damn place. And click it right on and look and tell me. So, found it on my own. And she's doing much better. So that's a definite glad around the world, inner sight. Let's see what we got coming up. October is National Guide Dog Month. So we're going to try to get something going with that. And also you can click us on with Michelle Charlesworth on the Eyewitness News if you want to check out the story they did on our organization. Inner Sight. Yeah. Check that out on Eyewitness News with Michelle Charlesworth. And, you know, we're here 5 nights a week, 8 to 9. Don't forget about the television. We're still on television, reruns. Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20. And 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Inner Sight around the world. It goes on Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So give us a look, and we apologize for the reruns, but they closed up the studio. We're hoping it's going to open soon. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Mad or Glad Monday. And I was walking down the street today and went up to this store window. I was trying to find a particular store. And there was a sign on the window It had raised letters, and I was happy to see that, to feel it, you know. But the letters were scripted. Now, I know a few script letters, but, you know, I don't know script. They never taught us that in school. They taught us the capital. And also, that sign should have had Braille on it. You know, why didn't they put the Braille on it? So, there's a mad. You know, they do a half-assed job. Now, the other day I was on the Long Island Railroad, and something very weird occurred to me. I'm sitting in the train, and an announcement came over that at this particular station, not all the cars were platformed. You know, and here we are, we're about, I don't know, a few minutes out of the station. So I'm thinking to myself, what does a person do in a wheelchair who's in that car that won't open and that's their stop? You're trapped in there. You know, you have to pay your fare, you have to pay. And you're trapped in there. And even if the conductor's attention, remember, they can't open that car because that car is not on the platform. So they would have to move the train forward to get that car platform. And I don't know how dangerous that is. I don't know the technicalities of that, but it's horrible to have a system that you can't fully access. And there have been numerous lawsuits and all that stuff, and doesn't do anything. Because there's no enforcement. So there you have a situation which is a definite mad, not too cool. You know? And, you know, you're controlled. You're disabled. You got to ride in a particular car. And then if you're riding in that car and the restroom is in a different part of the car and you're in a wheelchair, you can't get through. There's another one. You know? Now, they do have trains where you can get through the train. You know, you go on an Amtrak. They made the train so you can get through and get to the bathroom and all that stuff. Or even get to another car. Why didn't they make all the trains like that? See? No enforcement. That's the answer. No enforcement. The American Disability Act has no enforcement. It should be strict enforcement on that. Fines and or jail time for confining a person to a certain area. If they did that to everybody, boy, would they have trouble. They'd never get away with it. So there you have it, folks. There's another mad. The ADA, no enforcement. We could spend a whole 3 hours on that alone. All right, in a sight, Mad or Glad Monday, live calling. You want to call in, Jermaine, about use the Inner Sight line, 631-224-3090. And I'm going to be off the air for a minute or so. All right, Monday Night Live, Inner Sight. And what does Inner Sight want in a president? There's an interesting question. You know, you want a president that will cover all the people, you know, and make sure that all are equal. Right now, the way it is now, you know, we don't have equality. You can't read things when you're blind, or you can't access things, or you're in a wheelchair, deaf people, mentally disabled, have problems with many things. All because the way the system is and that we're not equal. So we want a president who's going to do something about that. And, you know, that can benefit this country. Because if you get people in a position where they feel better about themselves and they conduct themselves better and they have accessibility, you're going to get more people working. You're going to bring income into the country. So there's an incentive. Right. And the business people will benefit. You know, they talk about a lot of people now can't open their business. Well, if they had more people to visit them, maybe that would help a lot. Can't hurt things. Open up the country. Make everything accessible. Let the agencies and the government split the cost. Government's going to get it back. And the agencies are going to make money on it as a fundraiser. So everybody wins. And that's what we want in a president. We want somebody who's going to stand up for all people. The way it is now, a blind person denied a guide dog, a service dog. Nobody stands up for you. Only Inner Sight. And we don't have the money to train a dog for people or to, you know, help, really help them. We can advocate for them. But the federal government should protect people who are denied that safety. You know, the federal government allows the service dog schools to be tax exempt. They don't have to pay taxes. They file an annual report with the state, how much money they raise. But there's nothing in there about the training of the dogs. So we believe and we want the government to protect people the same way they would protect anybody else. Nobody has the right to interfere with somebody's safety and get away with it. That's one of the basic of this country. you know, the basic rights of this country. So why isn't it recognized so when a blind person is denied a dog? You're being denied your safety. And agencies make money on it. They raise $50,000 to $100,000 to train one dog. We want a president who's going to do something about that, who's going to cover that and all the other situations. We want a president who's going to say every traffic light, every walk sign should be made accessible. Every sign should be there for everyone to read. The guy who doesn't speak, the person who doesn't speak English, that's easy. All they got to do is learn English. We don't have that if you're blind. You speak English and you can't, and you still can't read it. So we want a president who's going to cover the whole country, everybody. And everybody will benefit from it. Person becomes disabled, they lose their job. You know, they get caught up in the big machine of the system. It's hard enough to adjust when you become disabled, especially if it's from a trauma. You don't need to have to hassle and fight with the system on top of it. That compounds it. It makes it worse. That shouldn't be. It should all be there, like it is for everybody else. That's the kind of president we want. Intersight hasn't endorsed anyone. We haven't endorsed Mr. Trump. We haven't endorsed Mr. Biden. We're waiting to see if they're going to come forward and commit to making everything accessible and everybody equal. Let's see if they're going to commit to it. And I mean publicly. They have the whole news media at their disposal. So we don't know who we're going to endorse, if anybody. We may wind up telling the world, vote for the who's the lesser evil. I hope we don't have to do that. Time will tell. And yeah. President we want. A president who's gonna stand up and acknowledge us the way they acknowledge everybody else. You know, when the president speaks and he's speaking to Americans, you know, and he's talking about jobs and all that, he's not talking to us the way it is now. He's not including us because we don't have the same things that everybody else has. We don't have that accessibility. See, he's talking to the people that have it, but not us. That's not the president for all the people. He's leaving out 50 million people and growing, by the way. So we want a president who, when he speaks or she speaks, to include everyone and to say, I will not tolerate any place in this country that is not accessible, you know, and reinforce that with an executive order or fix the ADA to enforce it, you know, and get up there and say anyone who does not agree that everyone should have accessibility is subject to a fine and or jail time. And the government will do their part, and the agencies can raise the money, and the government will put up their half. That's what the President of the United States should be talking about. Then he'd be talking to all of us, if he did it, of course, not just to talk, to do it. But the way it is now, they're not talking to us when they get up there and give a speech or whatever. You know, guy called me today from the Democratic headquarters. Had a phone conversation with him. Told me that Biden wants to expand the Medicare, Medicaid, whatever it is. You know, I said to him, I said, is that going to include medical for a blind person's guide dog? He brushed me off. Practically hung up on me. You know, when I told him that. See? Because they're not talking about us. They're talking about the regular person that has things. I'll be with you. Be with you tomorrow night, open mic. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight Means Freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And if you want to help Suzanne, call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. We got to raise $15,000 for her stem cell. To Biden, Mr. Trump, would you help us raise the money? There's something you could do. See you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. Thank you so much. Round the world, Inner Sight is going to do it. Better believe it. I believe it. I know it. Equality for everyone. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.